Welcome to Wilmot's Quant Talk, the podcast that delves into the intricate world of quantitative finance. I'm Lori.
And I'm Finn. Today, we're unpacking a fascinating paper titled Hedging American Bermudan in the Age of Statistical Learning, Incomplete Markets by Jörg Kienitz.
Can you give us a breakdown?
Absolutely. The paper tackles the challenge of hedging American and Bermudan options, especially in incomplete markets where traditional methods fall short. Kienitz introduces a method called GMMR hedge, which stands for Gaussian Mixture Model Regression Hedge.
GMMR hedge, what's the core idea behind it?
The GMMR hedge uses a data-driven approach. It combines real-world data with statistical learning techniques, specifically Gaussian mixture models, to estimate the hedge needed for these complex options.
How does it improve upon existing methods?
Well, traditional methods often rely on strong assumptions about the market, like constant volatility or complete markets, but these assumptions don't always hold true. GMMR hedge is more flexible, adapting to market realities by learning directly from data. It's particularly useful in incomplete markets where perfect hedging isn't possible.
So it's like a smarter, more adaptable hedging strategy?
Exactly. It aims to minimize the expected variance of the hedging error, which is the difference between the portfolio value and the hedging portfolio.
The paper mentions the Bates model. How does that fit in?
The Bates model is used as an example. It's a stochastic volatility model with jumps because it helps illustrate how GMMR hedge can handle more complex market dynamics beyond the simple Black-Scholes-Merton framework.
So what's the big takeaway for quant modelers?
I think there are a few. The GMMR hedge offers a practical, data-driven way to improve option pricing and hedging in incomplete markets. Also, it bridges the gap between traditional analytical methods and modern statistical learning techniques. Finally, it opens doors for further research, especially in areas like stochastic local volatility modeling.
Sounds like a powerful tool for any quant's arsenal.
Definitely. It provides a more robust and adaptable approach to managing risk in a complex market.
Thanks for breaking that down, Finn. That was illuminating.
My pleasure, Lori.
And thank you for tuning in to Wilmot's Quant Talk. Join us next time as we explore another fascinating topic in the world of quantitative finance.